We're in the middle of Siman Reish Mem Dalet. Okay, so yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda had the all-star comment, and he pointed out that the machlokes and the discussion of whether there's a concept of Maris Ayin, when you see it belongs to a Jew and it's being done on Shabbos, but you don't see whose it is. You just see this talis being washed on Shabbos, and there's a Maris Ayin that maybe the Jew asked the guy to wash it on Shabbos. So is that a problem or is that not a problem? So there we saw an opinion in, actually it was a Reishon and Beis, the Mishaburu and Reishon and Beis, Sifkot and Chafei, brought down from the Tosefes Shabbos, that it could be there's no Maris Ayin over there, because Maris Ayin is on a specific individual, not on a Jewish talis. So Yehuda pointed out beautifully, it's like this, that could depend on what's Pshat of Maris Ayin. Is Maris Ayin a din in I'm suspecting him of doing wrong? I can only suspect him of doing wrong if I know who it is. But if Maris Ayin is, I'm going to learn to do something wrong from him, so it doesn't matter whose talis it is. I'm now learning that I could perhaps tell a guy to do something for me on Shabbos. But it doesn't stop there, Rebuke. It doesn't stop there. Because we started the machlokes, we shown him in Reish Mem Dalet Aleph. We had a machlokes between the Ri and the Ran, brought down in the Bir Halacha. What is the reason that you can't have a guy build your house for you on Shabbos? And the Ri said, because he's going to suspect you of hiring him as a Schir Yom. And the Ran said, so I have to know who the you is. And the Ran said, no, I'm going to be confused. I'm not suspecting him of wrongdoing. I just don't know the difference. And I'm just going to think, oh, if the guy could work for him, the guy could work for me, and I'm going to do it wrong. So it's mamish to say, Yudas Chakira, all the way through. Thanks, you're full mad in love with Torah. Thanks for coming, Yudas. You're invited again.
Especially that they call the other thing Chashat. It's not
so I went over to who is perhaps the biggest Talmud Chacham in Rav Nemezov's Kailo, and I asked him your Ha'ara. So first he says to me, he's in the middle of writing a piece on Maris Ayin, and there's seven different types of Maris Ayin, Chshad, Mechzi Kimavashal, Visim Nekiyim, and it goes on and on and on. So I don't know. Anyway, but I asked him if he could say this. He said, look, does it line up all over the place? I don't know, but definitely the Svara makes sense over here. And then I went back a few minutes later because I realized that's the Machlokes rerun. And he said, yeah, you could say that over there also. Anyway, so I was very excited about that. Okay, yesterday, so we spoke about Reish Mem Dalet. We spoke about movable objects that are done in public. You have the Jewish yacht, it says Jewish yacht, or Beryl's yacht, even better. So over here we said that it's usur, it's like mechuber lakarka, it's like having goy work on your house. And then over there in Reish Nun Beis Gimel, right, we had a stira that it's only a chumrah. So the poskim do bring down the chai adam that if something is always done by kablanos, the way they fix boats and the way they do laundry is always by kablanos, not as a schir yom, but as a, this is what the job is, and it's not specific hours or a specific day, so then that's going to be mutter. Orcho Shabbos had a shaila because Bi'ar Locha is not so convinced with that svari. These are with the tzarachim, but Lamaisa, he said that Ramosha held that it was Ne'ikra din, you go like the Ri, and it's a din in Chshad. And once you have a din in Chshad, but it's not Shaykh Chshad anymore because everyone does it with Kablonos, so then Ne'ikra din is going to be Mutter. So buy Karka, Mamish land, Shiputzim, building your house, so that already, you need a big person to be Mako in very super extenuating circumstances because it's a Zilzul and Shabbos, and it's just a bad thing to do. But when it comes to movable objects that are not so public, so movable objects already, they make it like this chayadam. Now, even because chayadam, it's still an inyan not to do it, but it's not usur me'ikar adim. Then we spoke out yesterday, Reish Mem Dalet Hey, we had a machlokes Rambam Ravid. If you're hiring him to work for you for the year, his job is to work for you for a year, to do whatever. You need some typing, you need some sewing. So the Rambam calls that a kavlan, and that's going to be mutter, as long as it's not done in your house, if he does it on Shabbos. And the Ravid said, you can't do it. So then there's basically a machlokes, which is very hard to see inside. But the way the Mishabura brings down the Machlokes Magen Avraham Taz is depends how busy you are. According to the Magen Avraham, we're not talking about so busy, you're not writing a 1,000-page book and you need him to type every second of the day. It's just, you know, sometimes you need typing done and this is your typing guy, and if he doesn't do the job on Shabbos, do it on Sunday, it's not a big deal. And the Rabbi says, no, he says it is a big deal, it's going to be awesome, because if he does it on Shabbos, now he's available for you on Sunday. The Taz, like, ups the bar a little bit, and he says, we're talking about a very busy person. Now, we're not talking about so busy that he has to do it on Shabbos. If he has to do it on Shabbos, then it's gonna be awesome. If he has to do Shabbos, it's going to be awesome. Now, there's also a discussion, okay, he doesn't do Shabbos, you got to work till 4 in the morning. Does that count? So, that's a whole discussion. Is that considered, I don't need to work on Shabbos, I can work Thursday night, or pull an all-nighter, and a Saturday night all-nighter if I want? So, some say that doesn't count, others say that maybe it didn't come in the olden days. Nowadays, no big deal to work all night because we have electricity and whatever. That's a discussion. But if he has to work on Shabbos, then it's going to be awesome. But the Taz is saying he's very busy, but he doesn't have to work on Shabbos. And even though he's very busy, the Rambam still says mutter, and the Rabbi says it's awesome. Then the Shaila had a paskin. Let's look at it again. Reishon Dalet. Hey. Im sachar eino yehudi l'shana u'l'shtayim, you hire him for a year or two. Sheikhtov lo, he'll write for you. Oh, she'era go beged, he'll sew for you. Hareze kosiv arig b'shabbos, he can do the work on Shabbos. Ki'ilu kotzatz imo, it's as if you paid him for the job. Sheikhtov lo sefer, she'era go beged, as if you paid him for the job of writing a sefer for you or sewing a beged for you. She'ose b'chalei she'erti, he does whenever he wants. He's not obligated to work for you on Shabbos. He chooses to work on Shabbos. It can't be that you make a calculation every day. What did you do Thursday? What did you do Friday? What did you do Saturday? That can't be because they're working for you on Shabbos. He can't do the malacha in the Beis Yisrael. That is Shita Saramba. Now the Mechaber brings down the Ravid as a Yesh Misha Oser. Besocher Eini Yudi Lizmam. So the Rambam Ravid is a Magid Mishnah which leaves with this. Let's look at the, it's interesting, Bir Halacha. Look at the Bir Halacha. V'yesh Misha Oser. Ayin Be'el Yeraba Shedaito Lohoros Kader Rishona, like the Rambam Lekula. U'mikomakom, he writes, Lechatchila Tov V'nachon Lotes Gam Da'ato. It's better to fulfill the opinion of the Ravid. Why? Shekin Gama Magid Mishnah, when the Magid Mishnah brings it down, he brings on the machlokes. Nisharet Odin Shal Rama B'tzarachim. He doesn't take a side. So the Rabbi wants to say Mikra. Now the Mechaber sounds like he holds Mikra Din like the Rabbi. He brings on a Stam and a Yesh Misha Oser. So the Ikra should be like the Stam. But because we have a Ravid and the Magid Mishnah is not sure, so they say it's better to be Machmir like the Ravid. Now this is interesting. The Gama Levush Kosav. The Mistaver Das Arrived. The Lavush sides with the Ravid. However, there's really two Rambams and two Ravids. There's a Magen Avraham's Ravid and there's a Rambam. There's a Magen Avraham's Rambam Ravid and the Taz's Rambam Ravid. So listen to what he says. The Gama Lavush causes the Mistaver Das Arrived. Ella Damashma. The Lavush Mefarish Piltayo Kedasa Taz. The Lavush understands Machokas like the Taz. The Taz holds, it's a busy guy. There's a lot of typing to be done. Now the Machokas Rambam Ravid. So he paskins like the Ravid, but the Taz is Ravid, which is if he's very busy, then you should be Machmir. But in the case of the Magen Avraham, where things are not busy, so then according to the Levush, that's not the Machokes, and both the Rambam and the Ravid agree that that's going to be fine for him to work for you, to do some work on Shabbos, because it's not busy, and maybe you'll need him on Sunday, maybe you won't, probably you won't, it's not busy. And therefore, the Kulei Amamot of the Asa Levush. So then, according to the Levush, well, so the Ravid is the Machmir, but if you hold like the Taz is Ravid, it's not such a, it's not, it balances itself out. That if it's not so busy, so then it's fine to have him do your stuff for a year, whatever it is. Now, the Ramah goes on to say, V'davke she'schara l'melacha miyuchedet. This is when you're hiring to do a specific job. You're going to beg a lera, you are my seamstress. I'll say for the chav, you're my typist. Avak, k'she'schara l'chala melachos, you're my personal assistant. For anything and everything that I need, she'itztarach tov z'man ha'schiris, for the whole year, you work for me. I had a friend looking for a job. He went to some gvir, and the gvir wanted to be his personal assistant, and when they sat down to talk, it was like, he wants me to be his slave. Like, whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants. So that to take a guy to do that, then he can't work for you on Shabbos. The kol amalacha sheitach tos on skira, the kulei ama, everyone agrees it's going to be aser. The kumosh is bad self siman reish mem zayin. And the svara they say like this. It might fit in a little bit Rambam with Magen Avraham Taz, but it could be he doesn't need typing. You know, he doesn't need so much typing. He doesn't need so much sewing. But once it's your personal assistant, life is busy. So okay, he doesn't need typing. He needs sewing. He doesn't need sewing. He needs phone calls. He needs phone calls. He needs, I don't know, something else. So there's always stuff that he's going to need. And when he's working for you on Shabbos, he's helping you because he's available on Sunday. And if he doesn't work on Shabbos, so it's really when he works on Shabbos, he's working for you, and that's going to be awesome. Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Lamed. This is what Katriel wants to hear about. Sort of. Let's say live-in maids, right? They take care of you. Now, let's start. Should we read the Mishnah Berurah? Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Lamed. Umitamza yesh limchos biyar hashfachos, the maid servants, you have to protest. Kishaosim melachad melechas adonai b'Shabbos, when they're working for you on Shabbos, you have to stop them. No questions about Bob, Shmerel, Beryl, who have their maids working for them. Let's just see the halacha first. Afilu kishosu shalob b'beisusel shalob b'tziva b'aleihem, because they are hired to do any malacha for you. That's what the Ramah says, everyone answers. And for sure, if they're doing it b'beisusel. Okay, now let's take a step back. Up to now, we have two types of workers. We have a kablan, who's paid for a job, and that's the lenient one. Meaning, when it's a kablan, he's paid for the job, it's not considered working on Shabbos, and as long as there's no marasayin, because he's doing it in his own privacy, in his own home, it's going to be mutter. Then we have a schir yom. Schir yom is automatically yasser. It's like I told him to work on Shabbos, from Shabbos afternoon, from 2 to 4, he's my shaliach, it's a full-fledged amir la'akim, it's totally yasser. Kablan, in theory, is mutter if it doesn't look like a schir yom. But even kablan is only mutter on his own property, not in your house. He can't come into your house even as a kablan, which in theory is mutter. It's still marasayin because he looks like a schir yom. Which means, if now there is a discussion, the pashtas, the cleaning, the maid should be a schir yom. They bring down some of this. Bring down for Rav Moshe is din of a kablan, but pashtas, it should not matter. It should not matter. A schir yom is much worse than a kablan. But even if the maid has a din of a kablan, whatever she is doing, let's say her job is to do laundry, so she could take it to her house in Chinatown and do it there. Maybe she has to take it out of your house before Shabbos, but she cannot work in your house and do malacha. So basically, what comes out the pashas is the cleaning lady, the maid, regardless of whether she's a kabbalah or tzriyom, cannot do any malacha for you on Shabbos. There's one exception. There might be two exceptions, but the other one I didn't understand. There's one exception. One exception is like this: she can do things that are mutter on Shabbos. For example, it's mutter to wash dishes on Shabbos, so she can wash my dishes on Shabbos. Now, when we do dishes on Shabbos, you can't use a sponge and you can't use hot water, as all rules and regulations. She doesn't have those rules and regulations because she has a mutter way of doing it. Why is she doing it the usher way? For her convenience. So she's doing it for herself. So if it's something that basically is mutter, she's allowed to do it in an usher way, assuming it doesn't cause a zilzal of Shabbos. Like she can't. Let's say you can sweep up the floor. She can't vacuum the floor on Shabbos. She can't do that. That's a zilzal Shabbos. So doing dishes is something that's mutter. She's doing it in an usher way. That's her business. That's not my business. That's okay, because she's doing it for her convenience, to make it easier. So things that are basically mutter, but she is doing it in an usher way for her convenience, as long as it doesn't make a lot of noise and cause a zilzal on Shabbos, like we're running a dishwasher, running different. So. So, so if she's doing something that basically is mutter, even if she's doing it out the way for her convenience, that's mutter.
So she wants to go into a room and the light is off, she can turn on the light also.
Yes. Yes, she can turn on the light.
Could get an off from that light?
Yes. She did it for herself.
You can get an off from that light?
Yeah. Okay, now let's continue. Now there's more. There's more here. We're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed. But that's a general answer to what Katriel asked earlier in the week. Va'ayim b'taz Sif Katan Aleph. The Mevi b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha to oser lahavshivcha afilu lasos melechetz atzma b'beis bala. Let's say she wants to sew her own beged on Shabbos in your house. Rabbeinu Simcha says that's oser. Va'tanya roim. People are going to see her doing melacha. Shelo yomu. They shouldn't say melacha she'yisoy. So she's doing Jewish work on Shabbos. Those that are making. He wants to say even Rabbeinu Simcha Maidul is there. Ayin Shem Dvarav. Sounds like Mishmur is no te lekula, even though one of the Sfarim I saw didn't like that. Sounds like he's saying it's okay. Ayin Shem Dvarav. But Pimagodim Yishav Divri Ataz. Ayin Shem. But Ayin Besever Chai Adam. He's like this. If she's doing something that's definitely recognizable, she's doing it for herself. She's sewing her own clothes, and she has very goyish looking clothes. She can do that in the house of the Balabayas because it's recognizable. She's working on her bright red shirt. Nobody in this house will wear a bright red shirt. It's clear she's working on her own bright red shirt, so that's going to be mutter. Okay, so that's also a whole discussion. Okay, now I was trying to figure out. Really, I'd like to know how hotels work on jobs, because there's a lot of things going on in the hotel. Mahajan hotels, people checking in on Shabbos, people checking out on Shabbos. There's a lot of stuff going on there that looks very interesting. So I think that's discussed here in Siv Vav. We have to do Siv Vav. We have to finish the Siman for Shabbos. Okay, so the Mordechai brings down a tshuva from the Maharam Rutenberg. Okay, we'll say it over like we do. Okay. So there was a scenario where a Jew would buy the rights to collect taxes. And basically anybody, I guess like a toll, he collected tolls. So anyone who goes on the Brooklyn Bridge owes money. Now, if you're not there to collect the money on Shabbos, you're going to lose that money. But they really owe you the money. It's money that's yours because you own the Brooklyn Bridge. So he's matted that if a Jew bought the right to collect taxes, he's allowed to hire a guy to work for him on Shabbos as a kablan. Meaning, that is a scare, y'all. You work for me, I'll pay 50 shekel an hour, and you stand by the Brooklyn Bridge. That's not good. But if you tell him, okay, you stand by the Brooklyn Bridge, you collect all the taxes, you take 10%, I take 90%, like an Oris, that's going to be mutter. So then the Beis Yosef asks, well, wait a second. Okay, so first of all, everything we've discussed up till now, you're not telling me to go to work here on Shabbos. I go to the Chinese laundry, I give him my stuff. I can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. If he does it on Shabbos, he's busy. He can do it Friday, he can do it Motzei Shabbos, he can do it Sunday, whatever he wants. He's allowed to do it on Shabbos. Here, I'm collecting the taxes all week. It's only Shabbos that I need him. That's problem number one. Problem number two, this is super farhesia. Everybody knows that rich Jew boy bought the taxes, and now he's got a guy working for him. He's working for the Jewish Shabbos. That's farhesia. So these are all the questions that are asked on this Marami Rutenberg.
Why is it any worse than an artist on a Mefursam Sadeh that belongs to a Jew also?
Because the Sadeh is normal. Arisus is normal in a Sadeh. Arisus is not normal by a tax collector.
People know the arrangement. People know that.
Right.
The fact that it's owned by the Jews, that in itself shouldn't be problematic. That's what I'm saying. Because Arisus would take care of it.
Yeah, but the Gemara, Arisus is normal. Arisus is normal. Fields work like that. I own the field, you work. You get 50%, I get 50%.
I mean, you said everybody knows the Jew owns the bridge, the taxes. I'm just saying, but that
but they don't know the arrangement with the guy. That's not a normal arrangement. The normal arrangement is the guy sitting at the toll booth by the George Washington Bridge is getting paid per hour. Right. He's not getting a percentage. Okay, let's see. Reish Mem Dalit Vav. Yehudi Akone Mechas. He buys the taxes. Umaskilo and Yehudi Lekava Mechas B'Shabbos. He hires a guy to collect the tax on Shabbos. Mutar Imhu Bikibolas. If it is a Kablonis situation, what does that mean? Dainu Sha'omelo, you tell him, Likishetigbe Mea Dinarim. When you collect 100 dinarim from the toll, I will give you 10%. Etin Lekakach B'Kach. So it's set up like an aris, and that's going to be mutter. The other way of doing it, perhaps, meaning I'm selling the Shabbos rights to the guy on Shabbos, the guy owns the bridge. or he owns the rights to collect the taxes. Now in the Yudi Kacha Rebech Shel Shabbos is La'atzmo, he takes the money for himself. Okay, so we had all these problems. It's a public thing. It looks like he's doing it wrong. He's telling him to do it on Shabbos. So the answer to these questions, basically, there's a couple of answers. One is that you're dealing with a hefsid meruba, so maybe there's a heter for hefsid meruba. And the other answer is we have a concept. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Gimel where a guy is he's on the road and all of a sudden becomes Shabbos and he's got his wallet on him. There's all sorts of like legal loopholes how we can get around getting that wallet home. So basically, Chazal went out of the way because otherwise it's a big nisayon and the guy's going to be Machal Shabbos. So they let him ask a guy to do it. They let him walk pachot less than Dalet Amos, stop every two steps. They have all these semi-legal loopholes that Chazal allowed because they were afraid it was going to be Machal Shabbos Mamish. So what we did over here, it's strange, you don't find this so often, but it's a very, very big nisayon. The guy's going to lose a lot of money and they're afraid that he's going to be Mamish Machal Shabbos, and therefore Chazal bended their rules. They can't bend Shabbos, but they bended their rules to allow him to do certain things that otherwise they wouldn't allow him to do, because otherwise it's sort of like Yafas Toar and Iroi Miklat in this Parsha. Otherwise the guy's going to do something wrong, so we're going to make him mutter. So let's see that. We're running out of time. Let's see that Mishnah. If it's a kablon situation, so he's not working for Shabbos, he's doing his own thing. So our shari medina, mikra din, that would be mutter. Come over oros abin, like giving in the dry cleaning. Reishin reishin abay. It's a mutter, you can give it to him before Shabbos, because he's doing it. Mishum da adaita denafshe ka'avit. But I cannot tell the Chinese laundry to do it on Shabbos. But oh, we have another problem here. It's very public. It's like doing it in the Jew's house. They allowed it because of the tremendous loss involved. And the Adam Bahula Mamono, a person's very concerned about his money. Vilo Shara, so if you don't allow him to do it, Asi Ligvos Ba'atzma, he's going to come to do it by himself. On his own, the Bimachal Shabbos is much worse. The other, the Isura Daraisa. What's this, the Daraisa of collecting the tolls on the bridge? He's going to come to write it down. The Shema Yichtal Pitka Kedar Hamosim will write it down. Okay, now this is very like a whopping kula that is not so. So there's a lot of shilas over here. First of all, what does it mean a loss? Is a loss mean I have something and I'm going to lose it, or I could make a lot of money and I'm going to lose that? So that's a machlokes brought down over here. Some are makel. If it's a lot of money that you could make, it's a very big gate sahara, and that would be considered like have some aruba, even though usually we say that losing money is not. Not losing money. Minias harevach, not making money is not considered losing money, but when it's a lot of money, and the whole point is that we're afraid he's going to come to be nichshal and won't be able to stand up to the nisayon, so then they do allow that. Ramosha has a story with a restaurant where they were serving from people at night, and either they were ordering in advance or they were paying after Shabbos, but because it was open, goyim were walking in and he did not handle it. Wanted to bring in a guy to handle the goyim, and Ramosha was not into that at all. And it's all true. This heter is like very hard to apply nowadays, and you need a mamish and adam gadol.
Is this true?
What? Yes, yeah, this is true from Myron Rutenberg. It's Brother Mishachana. It says, the Mamakom, writer in the Ramah, the Mamakom say the Kiagab no lo chashishu. When you're dealing with such a loss, or a super Menias HaRevach, so then Chazal basically circumvented their own halachas. Not a daraisa. They can't circumvent the daraisa. They can circumvent the derabana. The Jews in charge of the kings of the treasury. Also, I don't know what's involved over there, but Dino Kedina Mamun Alamechas, the Alpha Bisha Mashmi, Kabba Shabbos, Bakasa Madea, mind the consideration of Bays. However, if one has a heter to do this, so it's like, maybe the hotels have some. I don't know. I don't know how hotels work on Shabbos. I don't know the heter to. have people checking in and checking out, and I maybe it's based on this. I don't know. I don't know who matted it, ani lo yada. But this is a basis in theory for heterim of this type. He brings down the restaurant scenario. You want to keep your restaurant open on Shabbos, serve Goyim, you want to hire a guy. It's very these things are very, very, very complicated. If you look all the way at the bottom, at the end of Mishabur Sif Katan Lamed Hey, the Mishabur says, Haboteach Bashem. One who has full bitachon in Hashem and does not look for kulos on Shabbos, ashrav. How fortunate is he? The whole thing, can he sell the business to the guy? Rav Moshe was very against selling the business to the guy, because then all the Jews in America are going to be working every Shabbos by having selling the business to the guy. And there's all these, like, I don't know if they're called flimsy heterim, but they're trying to come up with... Yeah, it's very... If someone is a big veer and owns hotels and wants to know if there's a way out, you have to go to a very super big rabbi and discuss it at length.
What if the business would involve something that wouldn't, where you wouldn't...
Hold on 1 second, I just want to finish up. If you have a heter, have a guy, do the business, you can't be anywhere near there, because then it looks much worse, and you can't talk about the business. They say you can stand from a distance with your binoculars and make sure it's not stealing from you. But, yeah, sorry.
So what if you have like a main office and that's closed, and the Shabbos work is done in a way which doesn't involve, let's say...
Like I have a company that has 24/7... Right. You know, I have a 24/7 help desk.
Right, so that doesn't... nobody's... You're
right, these are big Shabbos. Meaning that's not done by the Beis HaGoy. If it's done as a Kablan, it's not done in the Beis HaJew,
right.
And it's done by a Kablan, and nobody knows it's a Jewish company, but nowadays everyone knows everything.
But I think in those cases, you would have just selling the business in that case as well. There's no... You don't have the issue of somebody thinking it's a Jewish business now, because nobody sees the business open.
Whoever's using your service... Everyone knows, I advertise 24/7. I don't know, it's right, nowadays with big businesses, this is very nogea. Very nogea, with I'm sure a million things. Personal own personally, what's his name's question, you own them all.
8 years, that's when they operated.
When you go to their website, like on multi-Shabbos, it's closed.
We heard that story.